الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه. We said that the conditions of salah are either conditions for acceptance or conditions for obligation. And we mean by that, when we say this is a condition for acceptance, it means that the salah is not necessarily to be obligatory upon the person if this condition is available. But it is accepted if he performs it while he is having that condition. And let's go through these conditions to know each one of them, whether this is for acceptance or for obligation. We said that the first one is Islam. Is Islam. And let me ask you, dear brothers and sisters, and brother Abu Fatma, you can unriddat them. Remove the riddat. The conditions of salah, as you said, either for acceptance. Yes, as a continuation of what we were saying before, the sound was off. We said that the conditions of salah is either for acceptance or for obligation or for both of them, as what we are going to see inshallah now. And let me ask you a question before I give you the information. Islam is a condition for salah, but should we put it under the category of acceptance or the category of obligation or both of them? Hi, Akhwan. Islam. What do you say? Mu'ahid used to say both. Om Sa'ad say both. Abu Ahmed, both. Om Zainab, both. That's correct, both of them. Because when we come to the definition of acceptance, we say that the salah is not accepted if this condition is missing. As well as, it is not obligatory. Although the kafir is commanded to pray, but not as a kafir. He first of all is going to be asked to embrace Islam. But yes, in the hereafter they are going to be punished for leaving salah, although they were kuffar. Allah Ta'ala said about the kuffar that they're going to say, وَلَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينَ فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. Allah Ta'ala said about them that they are going to say, we were not from amongst those who used to pray. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. And we used to speak with those who speak wrongly and evilly about Islam and Muslims, like mocking, like rejecting of Islam, like disbelieving. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And we did not use to believe in the day of resurrection. We did not use to believe in the day of resurrection. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. There and then, the intercession of those intercessors is not going to benefit them if it is given to them, although it's not going to be given to them. So Islam is a condition for both acceptance and obligation. Al-aql, sanity. What do you say about al-aql? Is it for acceptance, obligation, or both? Hi, akhwan. Dear brothers, what do you say? Al-aql, sanity. Hi, akhwan. For both. To say for both. Abu Abdul Wahid and Bint Ibrahim. But I say, it is not for both. It is for acceptance. Isn't it? Or you still insist that it is for both? I choose that it is for acceptance. Do you still insist that it is for both? Dear brothers and sisters? Okay, my question is, do you still insist that it is for both? The answer should be yes or no. Okay, two say that it is for both and two say that it is yes, but the rest are not participating. And the answer is yes for both. As the one who is insane or in the position of insane, this person, salah is not obligatory upon him. And if he prays, salah is not going to be accepted from him. That means he's not going to be rewarded. The third is at-tamyiz. At-tamyiz. At-tamyiz, the sign or the age of puberty. Or age, no, it's not age of puberty. It is the age of distinguishing between the good and bad, which is 7 years old. 7 years old. Year. Discernment, okay. Fine. What do you think? 10 years? Yeah, tamyiz is at the age of distinguishing what is good and bad. That's the best definition I like. Right now, what do you say about tamyiz? Is it a condition for acceptance or for obligation for both? I need to see more participants. Acceptance. Acceptance only. I have seen now both. I have seen both. Two both, two acceptance. Three both. Yeah, it is a condition for prayer, but is it a condition for acceptance of prayer or condition for obligation of prayer? Hi, Juan. Alright. I can't say that it is for acceptance. I can't say that it is for acceptance. Why? Simply because it is at the 7 years old, and 7 years old is not an age of obligation. Although the Prophet ﷺ commanded the parents to command, to order their children to pray, to start praying from the age of 7, and to beat them for leaving it at the age of 10. But yet, this is not the punishment for leaving Salah. The punishment for leaving Salah is killing. That is if they reach the age of obligation, which is the age of purity, the age of maturity. That is the time where he is strongly commanded, he or she is strongly commanded, and if he or she refuses to pray, then they are going to take him to the court, and they are going to put him in prison for 3 days. Every day they command him to pray. If he continuously refuses, then they deal with him as somebody who rejected Islam. Fight. Raf'ul hadath. Raf'ul hadath. Purification or tahara, يعني رفع الحدث is tahara, purity. What do you say, brothers and sisters? What do you say about this? Acceptance. What else? Anybody agree, anybody disagree, anybody say both? Okay, well, when you say both, it means that every time you are up on purity, then you have to pray. Because when you say it is obligatory then, so it is obligatory upon you to pray. And that is wrong. It is not every time you are pure, you are in purity, you have to pray. Even if it is a time for prayer. For example, if you are a traveler and you prayed Asr with Dhuhr at the time of Dhuhr, and then at Asr time, it is a time for prayer. But it is not obligatory upon you to pray. Although you are that time in complete purity. But yet, it is not obligatory upon you. So then we say, it is a condition for acceptance. إزالة النجاسة. إزالة النجاسة. Removal of the impurity from the body, the external body, external, يعني the skin and the like, and the clothes and the place where you pray. What do we say about that? What do we say about izalat al-najasa? Removal of the impure objects from the body, the clothes, and the place where you are going to pray. Is it a condition for acceptance or condition for obligation? I saw here someone saying acceptance. Okay. It's true, it is suha, which is acceptance. Which is acceptance. Not wujub, not obligation. Why? Because it is not every time your clothes are clean, your body is clean, and the place where you are staying is clean, then you have to pray. No, we say no. It is not necessary to be so. So it is a condition for what? For acceptance. Qabul. Or sahha, it's the same. Qabul and sahha are the same. Satr al-awra. What do we say? Satr al-awra. Covering the one's private part. or the aura of the one in salah, which is different from the private part. It is to cover for the man from the navel to the knee, and the woman all the body except the face and hands. Now, Satr al-Awra. Zainab says, Sahha. Sahha, which is acceptance. Sahha is Kabul. Sahha and acceptance is the same. Who else? Who else, please? Hi, Ikhwan. No more? Only Abdul Wahid and Zainab? Sophia says one. I believe she means Sahha. Okay, then I say, yeah, it's true. It is Sahha. It is acceptance only. Why? Because it is not obligatory upon you every time you are covering your aura to pray. It is not. But every time you want to pray, you have to cover your aura. Then, if you pray without covering your aura, that is considered to be unacceptable salah, which is against the sahha. And then we have dukhul al-waqt. Dukhul al-waqt. Is it sahha or obligatory? Or both? Is it sahha or obligation or both? Dukhul al-waqt. Time entrance. The time entrance, is it for Sahha or for both, that's correct, for both. Because at the time of the prayer is not entered yet, you cannot pray. And even if you pray, then once the time is entered, you have to pray again. If you just started the prayer, if you just done Takbiratul Ihram, a moment before the time enters, this salah is considered to be not accepted. So it is for both. Once the time of the salah enters, then it is obligatory upon you to pray. Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. And it is for acceptance because Allah Ta'ala won't accept the salah before the time. So it is for both. Dukhul al-waqt or the time. And istiqbal al-qibla. Is it for obligation, for acceptance, or for both? Hi, Ikhwan. Istiqbal al-qibla. Facing the qibla. Facing the qibla. Is it for acceptance, for okay, you need wudu. I'm talking about the istiqbal qibla. Is it for acceptance or for obligation or for both? Yeah, it is either this or that, but what it is? Acceptance. Istiqbal al-qibla, yes, it is for acceptance. It is not for obligation. It means that if you if you are facing the Qibla, it is not obligatory upon you to pray every time you are facing the Qibla. But every time you want to pray, it is essential to face the Qibla. So this would be acceptance. And the Niyyah. The last is the Niyyah. Niyyah is the condition. Intention. What do we say about intention? So we see niyyah is for both. Niyyah is for both. Is it? In fact, niyyah is for acceptance. As what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So, the condition of niyyah is not for obligation, by the meaning that if you intend to pray, it is not obligatory upon you to pray. But once you want to pray, you have to intend to pray. And that means that niyyah, the intention, is a condition of acceptance only. And now let me just ask the final question for today. What is the ruling for the shurut? Here you get the rulings. First, shurut usually comes or begins before the salah, before the prayer, except for facing the Qibla. If you did your ijtihad and faced a different direction, and then you know it, so you can then correct your direction. Then you can correct your direction. So, all the conditions precede the salah. And if it is found after the salah is started, then these conditions are not accepted. This salah is not acceptable, except for facing the Qibla. If you faced different direction upon your ijtihad. The second ruling is that once you miss a condition, the whole salah is not acceptable, and you cannot recover it with sujood sahw. The third is that there is no sujood sahw for missing a condition. No sujood sahw for missing a condition, even for the one who by mistake faced different direction from the Kaaba, and then he was corrected and faced the Kaaba. We say that after he is corrected, he should only direct to the Kaaba and no sujood sahw. Because sujood sahw, is forgetfulness. So sujood sahw is due to forgetfulness. And facing the Kaaba upon your side, this is not forgetfulness. This is a mistake. And in the conditions, we do not do sujood sahw for condition, even if it is a mistake. So these are the rulings of the shurut of salah, the conditions for salah. I yesterday promised that we are going to start with the questions, but because we started late, I did not start with the questions. Now, if we have any questions, or if Abu Fatima still have some questions from yesterday, you please post it now. If not, let the brothers and sisters post their questions. And I'd prefer you guys post it to Abu Fatima for the purposes of archive. And he will going to post into the room one after another. Khawla says, Assalamu alaikum, is it permissible to perform sunnah of Dhuhr and Asr in the evening when it is not possible to perform them in their time? First of all, we need to know what do you mean by sunnah of Dhuhr and Asr. If you mean the rawatib, the regular sunnah of these prayers, then you need to know that Asr has no rawatib. Asr has no rawatib. The rawatib are only for Fajr, Dhuhr, Maghrib, and Isha. And if you mean that, we say no. You cannot pray the rawatib of Dhuhr after Asr. Unless you forget them or you slept. Then yes, you can. Other than that, no, you cannot. Wallahu a'lam. Anyway, we'll give the answer. Mahbub said, do I have to make wudu when on my menses? No, you do not make wudu. Wudu for what? Are you going to pray when you are on menses? You are not going to pray when you are on mens. But you need to make shower after you are free of menses. Wallahu a'lam. Any more? Four more minutes and then we'll close. Saud says that there is confusion with some of the Muslims on whether or not the new Muslim should bath after saying the Shahada. What is the correct? The correct is it is optional. It is not obligatory. As many of the Sahaba embraced Islam and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not command them to take shower. Just for some, he commanded them to take shower, and Allah knows what was the reason. Maybe they were farmers, they were something like that, who yani, always, you know, on wet, so they are always sweating, so the sweat gives smell. Maybe. But we say that it is optional. It is not obligatory, wallahu a'lam. Okay, Smooth Honey says, Assalamu alaikum. If I woke up for Fajr and was so tired and went back to sleep and switched my alarm clock off, do I have to make up the prayer? Well, there are two different opinions for the scholars in that. Some of the scholars, like Sheikh Ibn, say that this is kufr. He says that this is kufr akbar, which takes the person out of Islam. Why? Because he intentionally didn't want to pray on time. He went back to bed and switched off the alarm clock. So that is, he intended not to pray on time. But if one was very tired, awake, could not recognize things, and then he went back to bed and left the alarm on and could not awake again for prayer until the sun rises, then this person, yes, he did his best, but he was very tired. But the one who put the alarm off is somebody who intended not to pray on time. And that's why some of the ulama said that this is kufr akbar. And that is very serious. Although some other ulama said that this is kufr asghar, but it is really serious. She is new Muslim. If she is new Muslim and she doesn't know the ruling, then Allah Ta'ala won't punish her for something she doesn't know. But once she embraces Islam, she should study, she should learn, she should seek the knowledge of the obligatory worships. Wallahu a'lam. As Sheikh Ibn Baz considered, as in this book, in the fatawa, he rahimahullah ta'ala said that the person who can seek the knowledge of what is obligatory upon him and he doesn't want, he turns away, this is kufr. Abdul Hamid Lawrud said, at college we have lessons from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. and Asr comes at 1 p.m. Asr comes at 1 p.m. I think you mean Dhuhr. How come Asr comes at 1 p.m. then when Dhuhr is? We cannot pray until 2:30. But it would mean we will have a small jama'ah and possibly late for lesson. Should we pray at 4 p.m. which would mean we will have bigger jama'ah, Asr finishes at 4:30. Yes, you can delay Dhuhr till Asr. As that's if you cannot pray, and regardless the bigger jama'ah or the smaller jama'ah, salah to be on time is better. But if you are forced by the college not to go out of the lounge or the class or whatever it is, then you can put it all until Asr time, until 4 o'clock, and you pray Dhuhr and Asr. Wallahu a'lam. And I think by that would be good for me to leave now, as I'm starting losing control of my tongue and I'm becoming very sleepy now. طيب. Who are the major scholars outside of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, if there well, there might be, but I really do not know them. I do not know major scholars out of the kingdom. They used to be Sheikh Albani in Jordan and Sheikh Muqbil in Yemen. And other than that, I really don't know, except if it is Sheikh Falah Ismail in Kuwait. And other than that, I really don't know major scholars. By this definition, major scholars. Because when we say major scholar, it is the person who spends long life in seeking, teaching, and dealing with ilm. That is the major scholar. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ahlihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Sheikh Falah Ismail, I said that if there is any of the kubar, would be somebody like outside of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, would be somebody like Sheikh Falah Ismail. He's old and he studied in the jama'a very early. Could be. I don't say for sure, but I know Sheikh Falah, mashallah, he has a very good knowledge. Jazakallah khairan, and he is doing good job in Kuwait, UK, India, Sri Lanka. Wallahu a'lam. Jazakallah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Again, we're going to meet tomorrow at 11. I'm sorry to come a little bit earlier, but some kind of responsibilities around here and some other drus. But inshallah, 11 o'clock we're going to be inshallah. I will struggle to be there inshallah. Allahu a'lam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Jazakumullah khair for attending, for being patient. And may Allah give you more patience, more ilm, more hikmah, more iman. Assalamu alaikum.